Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, the host for these daily challenges. We're looking this week at the question of forgiveness. We explored the idea on Monday. We saw on Tuesday how Jesus gave what sounded like a very formulaic command, an encouragement to forgiveness. On one hand, he said, if you forgive, God forgives you. They also said, if you don't forgive, God does not forgive you. These are challenging words because forgiveness can be so hard for us. And a lot of the time, it's because of a misconception about what forgiveness is. We can think that forgiving somebody means we let them off the hook. The idea of forgive and forget, you're letting them get away with it, or you're just allowing yourself to be victimized again. And that's not what forgiveness actually is. Forgiveness indeed means releasing something. It means letting go of something. But it's not letting go of the idea that somebody hurt you. It's okay to recognize that and to name that and to say, you know what? There was a hurt there. But what it means is releasing somebody into God's hands, allowing Him to deal with them. And He's got a much better capacity for doing that than we have. We're human beings. We're broken too. We hurt people as well. We're not without fault and therefore able to judge others. But God is. And so forgiveness has a lot to do with releasing the other person who's wronged you and allowing God to be God. Us stepping back and saying, you know what, I'm not God, but I want to know and follow the one who is God. And so I have to trust Him with this, even though it hurt me. So forgiveness doesn't mean being victimized again. It doesn't mean letting somebody get away with something. It doesn't mean demanding that they apologize before we can forgive them. But what it is a choice. It's not a feeling ready to forgive somebody. It's rather an act of choice, even when we don't feel like it. It's a process that takes time, that takes rebuilding of a relationship. That doesn't happen in a day. Many people who have forgiven somebody for something terrible have found that that's something they have to do every single day, maybe even for the rest of their lives, to actively forgive and allow that person to be released from our attempts to hold them to what they've done, to keep hurting them more and more like they hurt us. It's a gift that we can give to somebody, just like God has given us the gift of our forgiveness. It's called a gift of grace in the Bible, a gift that we don't deserve. The reason that Jesus made such an almost formulaic command about forgiveness is that forgiveness is so important to who God is and who Jesus is. It's what Jesus came to do for us, to forgive us. It's such an important part of God's character that if we truly want to say we're trying to follow Him, we're trying to be followers of Jesus, then it needs to be part of our character. It needs to be there. It's such an important part of who God is that if we want to see our lives transformed to look more like His, this is one we absolutely must wrestle with, forgiveness. We often talk about God as a forgiving God, but we can't just talk about Him that way. It's something that people need to not just hear from us, but they need to see it in us. And that can be so difficult. One of the most striking examples of forgiveness in our day was after the horrific mass murder of children in an Amish community. After that, some of the adults in that community intentionally and actively forgave the killer. They even went to his funeral. They went and they spoke to his widow and even gave her a hug. It was such an active and visible sign that they had chosen to forgive. They probably didn't need to. Nobody would have held them to that. People would have understood if they just wanted to be angry, they wanted to hurt him and his family. But can you imagine the gift that they gave to that family? The family of that killer must have felt such guilt and shame. And they would have lived with that the rest of their lives. But that act of forgiveness, those Amish people going and hugging that man's widow, was such an obvious and visible sign of forgiveness that left people scratching their heads and saying, who is it that these Amish people follow? Who is it that these Christians are being inspired by Who would have led them to forgive in such a dramatic way when nobody would have expected them to? And the answer was that it was Jesus. Well, we've seen today how forgiveness releases the person who's hurt us into God's hands, and God can deal with them. He's got more capacity to punish, and he also has more capacity to forgive. When we find we don't have the power to forgive somebody, we can let God forgive them. When we find we don't have the moral rectitude to be anybody's judge, God can. Well, that's how we can release the people who've hurt us into God's hands for forgiveness. Or, as Jesus said, to heap coals on their head. But tomorrow we're going to see how Jesus also says forgiveness releases us from the hurt that we're experiencing. In the meantime, I have a question for you. Have you ever been forgiven? And how did it change you? Did it release you to be ready for something new and different? That's our question for today. Hope you'll discuss it with somebody else in your life. I'll see you tomorrow.